The Board of Regents is updating its hazing and power-based violence policies in order to comply with state law. Here's Case Kieschnick.
One update the Board of Regents made to the anti-hazing policy is subjecting any organization responsible for a hazing-related death to a lifetime ban. Higher Education Commissioner Kim Hunter-Reed says there's also an educational element.
It adds additional training requirements for individuals who are organizational advisors or hearing officers.
Reed says hazing incidents will now be required to be posted online.
Parents have the ability to go and look and understand the organizations that their students are seeking to participate in.
The board also updated its power-based violence policy to include sexualized deepfake AI images. I'm Case Kieschnick.
A Houma man who worked as a coach was arrested yesterday, charged with 5 counts of second-degree rape. Terrebonne Parish Sheriff's officials say the charges against 25-year-old Zachariah Jerry Trujillo stem from allegations from a former student who claimed they were raped by him. Trujillo is being held on a $1 million bond. In less than 3 years in office, Governor Jeff Landry has already issued more executive orders than Governor John Bel Edwards did in 2 terms in office. Law Politics Weekly publisher Jeremy Alford says Landry has used executive orders to reshape state government and to advance his education agenda.
First one that he ever signed struck down a graduation appeals process for students who fail standardized tests. This year, he signed another one that cut $168 million from the minimum foundation program, which funds public education.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jean Burns on TIX FM.